which was taken from a series of lectures Prabhupada gave in early ISKCON, New York, 1967, in the winter of 67. And from those morning classes, this introduction to Chaitanya Charitamrita is there. Those who took my Brahman test, many questions came from this introduction to Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the next verse, the author, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, explains why Krishna assumed the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone say that name?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Krishna desired to know the glory of Radha's love. Why is she so much in love with me? Krishna asked. What is my special qualification that attracts her so? What is the actual way in which she loves me? It seems strange that Krishna, as the Supreme, should be attracted by anyone's love. A man searches after the love of a woman because he is imperfect. He lacks something. The love of a woman, that potency and pleasure, is absent in a man. And therefore, man wants woman. But this is not the case with Krishna, who is full in himself. Thus, Krishna expressed surprise. Why am I attracted by Radharani? And when Radharani feels my love, what is she actually feeling? To taste the essence of that loving exchange, Krishna made his appearance in the same way that the moon appears on the horizon of the sea. Just as the moon was produced by the churning of the sea, by the churning of spiritual loving affairs, the moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Indeed, Lord Chaitanya's complexion was golden, just like the luster of the moon. Although this is figurative language, it conveys the meaning behind the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The full significance of his appearance is explained in the following chapters of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Everyone chant with me. Trinadapi sunichena taror iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari haryanama 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 ivakevalam kalo nastiva 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 gatir anyata. At this time, I am going to delineate the qualities of Srimati Radharani as given to us by Lord Chaitanya himself. What could be more authoritative than Radharani's qualities as given to us by Lord Chaitanya? Can there be a better authority? So here's the first one. Everyone say, Madhura.
Madhura.
Sweet.
Navavaya,
youthful.
Chala Apanga,
having restless eyes.
Ujvala Smita,
having a bright smile.
Charu Saubhagya Reka Adya,
possessing beautiful auspicious lines on the body.
Gandha
Unmadita
Madhava,
exciting Krishna by the wonderful fragrance of her body.
Sangita Prasara Abhigya,
knowledgeable in the expansion of songs.
Ramya
Vak, having charming speech.
Narma Pandita,
learned in joking.
Vanita,
humble. And now Radharani has taken away the computer. So I guess she didn't want to hear her descriptions. So that ends. I can't. We'll have to stop.